You're listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805. Ventura Highway. Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
California. Yeah, baby!
Let's back up and move to California.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's Tom and Sandy's 805. Now, back to Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590. Don't forget to check out TomandSandy805.com.
Boy, I'll tell you something. We've got a soda pop. It's just going nuts in here right now with soda. Now, the last time we had Rocket Fizz on, it was a Torture Tom segment. And it was the most disgusting stuff you could drink.
He's just laughing.
I mean, it was liquid corn, liquid, what's that? Salad dressing we had.
Ranch.
Ranch dressing.
Which she absolutely loved.
I did like it.
No.
I really did. I remember.
No, it wasn't good. We've got Jack Dempsey here from Rocket Fizz, and he's really here to make up.
This is called Rocket Fizz Redemption.
Okay, and he's going to show us the good stuff at Rocket Fizz. So good morning, Jack.
Good morning. And the bottom line was, I wasn't here last time. Mm-hmm. I was going to give you a little treat after being tortured, but you know, it wasn't going to happen. I've got a seven-month-old baby boy. You know, he comes first.
Yeah.
You know,
I do come second after that. I don't like to be second on anything.
You come second.
All right.
And, but the bottom line is, let's have some fun here.
Let's have some fun here.
I love some of these flavors.
Yeah,
sarsaparilla. Key lime, chocolate soda.
Guys, I brought you some gifts as well from Rocket Fizz that, you know, these are all sodas that we actually manufacture. We own a bottling plant that produces nearly 100 different sodas.
Wow.
And that's something that people don't realize about Rocket Fizz.
I just thought you bought them from other labels.
No. You know, Rocket, really what it comes down to is that we privately label and bottle our own. We have our own bottling plant. We use, you know, natural spring water, pure cane sugar. Mm-hmm. There's no corn syrup in any of our sodas whatsoever. So, you know, the days of the syrupy, sludgy drink are over.
Right.
That's gone. So if you're still drinking out of a can, stop down to Rocket Fizz and let me turn you on to something that makes sense.
So okay. when my kids were little and we would do wine tasting, we would always have to buy the Rocket Fizz sodas.
Yeah.
And the kids would have to do their soda tasting. And they loved it.
Yeah. This is cool. All these different types here.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I brought some Häagen-Dazs vanilla. I figured we might as well go top shelf.
Why not?
Well,
you know. At Rocket Fizz, do you have one of those soda fountain, you know, areas where the kids can actually go and make these on their own?
Well, you know, unlike the early 1900s, you know, it's a little different these days with soda fountains. You know, they used to do the carbonated and seltzer water. You know, that was how soda got started.
Mm-hmm.
And then the floats were actually an accident. The history of the root beer float is actually kind of interesting. Soda floats were made with the carbonated water with, like, you know, different syrup flavorings.
Right.
And they usually use a little bit of cream to cut it and make it a little smoother.
Hmm.
Well, the story, the urban, you know, legends.
Urban legends, yeah.
Is that, you know, how did they store the cream and keep it fresh? With ice, right? So the cream got hard one day. And this guy needed to produce. So he had competitors down the street. He had lots going on. But guess what? He started taking his frozen cream and dropping them into his soda flavors. Well, instead of making $6 that day, he made $600, and the legend of the soda float started.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool. I love urban legends.
It's a really cool story.
You know,
you know, I don't know how true it is or how untrue it is, but, you know, based on, you know, enough research, it seems to be pretty legit. So
yeah,
well, that's cool. So you're putting the ice cream into
these cups.
I'm a strong fan of doing the ice cream first.
Why?
You know, there's a debate in the float. You know, do you start with soda?
The float biz, there's a debate.
In the float biz, there's a debate. Now, I don't make Rocket Fizz. I don't make floats at Rocket Fizz, okay? But I can supply you with, you know,
the sodas.
Over 600 different soda pops so that you can make your own floats at home. You can take them home to your family, have a great experience. And the flavors, as you guys very well know, can range from, you know, a corn soda float.
Yeah.
To even something as nice as a Shirley Temple or a key lime.
Yeah, I
can we try
that.
The sarsaparilla?
Yeah,
okay,
we'll try the sarsaparilla flute first.
Okay, excellent. Yeah.
And then does he want to try one in the corner there?
Yes.
Vince, yeah.
That's what we're gonna
Got. Yeah, you've got a Shirley Temple.
Yeah, you know,
Rocket Fizz. That's awesome.
We really do. and
pure
Shirley.
Cane sugar. Yeah, made
so what's
in USA.
Your most popular flavor that people buy? Is it depending on whether it's a kid or whether it's an adult?
Well, we have 56 Rocket Fizz stores now across the country. We all started in Ventura County. That was where Rocket Fizz started. Ryan Morgan and Rob Powles founded it back in 2008. But we've gone from one store to 56 in less than 6 years.
But they're all in Ventura County?
No, they're all nationwide now. But
oh my gosh.
We all started in Ventura County. That's how the boom started.
Yeah, wow.
So let's start with the sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla.
Okay. What does sarsaparilla taste like?
It's like kind of a root beery thing,
isn't it? It's in the root beer family.
Yeah.
Sarsaparilla, by definition, is a cousin of root beer. Sassafras, root bark, birch oil, and then other seasonings to taste. So it's technically nowadays a root beer. It's just that the different seasonings make it a little more westerny, like honey and things like that.
Oh, open it up. I want to taste it.
But we actually, we carry about, nearly a dozen different types of sarsaparilla at my store. So when you walk in, there is a sarsaparilla section. So
dozen kinds of sarsaparilla?
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're twist-off tops.
Either
that or you're awfully strong.
Well,
so that's one thing I've noticed with Rocket Fizz drinks is that they taste different. Like they taste, I don't know if the word is authentic or...
Yeah, because they don't have all that corn syrup and junk in them.
That's absolutely right.
Cane sugar.
I mean, to use the word clean.
Yeah, clean. Exactly, and that's where we're going anyway in this world.
They taste clean. They taste refreshing. You're never gonna have that sludgy cream soda effect in your mouth when you drink Rocket Fizz. It's just not like that.
Okay.
Pure cane sugar does the work for you.
So they're very natural then.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh! So they're good for you.
It's as good as a soda pop can be. Okay. If there's a dentist listening, come see me. We'll have a chat, and maybe I'll, give you some referrals.
So this is a sarsaparilla.
Okay, so this is a sarsaparilla float with some wonderful vanilla ice cream.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I just went back to the 1950s.
Mm. Ooh, that's tasty.
Now, tell me if this isn't redemption. Have I kicked it off?
Yeah.
Woo!
Much better than the ranch dressing one.
No, I actually like that one, but I love
this. This is awesome.
Secretly, you're drinking a ranch dressing float. I'm just kidding.
Well, this one tastes good, then. It must be the ice cream. Wow, that's
really
I love the flavor of that sarsaparilla.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
Wow.
Most people, when they walk into my store, any Rocket Fizz store, they say, I love root beer. I love root beer.
Mm.
But what they don't realize is that sarsaparilla would be like the first cousin of root beer.
Oh, okay.
So if you love root beer, you love sarsaparilla, you just don't know it. And then birch beer would be maybe like the second cousin of root beer. And that's made using like birch bark. It's a little light. It's a little lighter.
Yeah.
It's not dark. It's more of an East Coast trend is birch beer.
Birch beer.
And I'm not going to say trend because it actually goes back to the early 1800s.
So if we go in there and we don't know what you want because you have such a big selection, do your salespeople are they very educated so they can direct us?
Everybody who works at our store in Ventura is an absolute soda connoisseur.
Is there a degree?
If there was a degree, they'd all have their master's. You'd be surprised if you wanted to talk shop with some of them about, what type of cream soda should I pick out? Well, we've got 45 different cream sodas.
Okay? Oh,
my goodness gracious.
Now, so I know.
How could there be 45 kinds of cream soda?
Well, listen, I listen to your show all the time, and I know that you guys are wine, fans.
Yeah.
And, just in the same fashion that wine fans talk about wine, for people who maybe don't drink alcohol or people who just really enjoy soda pop, when you walk into my store, like I said, over 600 different types of soda pop. So the experience never runs dry.
Wow.
No, that's amazing. Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you guys are out there today and go to Rocket Fizz and get that sarsaparilla.
And we will have, I know fans are, people are fans of the Scratch food truck. Chef Tim and Scratch always comes out to Rocket Fizz right next to the Ventura Farmers Market, downtown Ventura. And he comes out every Saturday from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. right in front of my store in the parking lot.
So he'll be there today.
Yeah, he's going to be there today.
Yeah, he'll be there today.
Okay.
And he's there indefinitely. That's his Saturday gig.
And okay, so give us the address.
It's 105 South Oak Street, Ventura. And it's downtown, so it's 93001.
Oh, they're right by our office.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Oak Street's
we
like
could just walk down there.
It's the next one over, isn't it?
But this is so cool because you're absolutely right. If you don't drink or you're, you know, you just want something different, go in and try some of these sodas. Yeah. They are so much fun.
You know, I post on Facebook all the time. As it was mentioned last time on your show, we do a lot of crazy contests and giveaways. And every week somebody wins a 12-pack of sodas, you know, lots of chocolate. You know, I'm always willing to give back to the community because I feel like we get so much love throughout the year from Ventura County and Ventura. So every week I do a contest. So we'll do one today as well.
Okay.
But I wanted you to try something that I know that you've never had before, and that would be a key lime soda float.
Okay.
I'm ready.
And I love key lime pie.
Oh,
so
me too. I love key lime pie.
Seriously, if you like key lime, I mean, this is a home run. You're going to enjoy this.
All right. I'm trying this.
Okay.
All right. You have your spoons.
I got my spoon. Yeah, got the spoon. Let me hand this one over to Spence.
Hand it over to Spence.
This is really good. This is beautiful.
Because this is going to be on the super refreshing side of a float.
Okay. So we've only got like a minute to go in this segment. So tell us anything else you want
you
about
out?
Rocket Fizz.
This is really good.
It is
this
good.
Is like a key lime
it's
pie.
It's insane. I know. And
this is really good.
If you love key lime pie, you have to come and try a key lime
soda. Yeah, you do.
Mm. And Rocket Fizz, like we make over 100 different sodas, and they're all with pure sugar cane. You know, this is the good stuff. So stop down to the store. Anybody listening today, if you walk in and you mention, you know, the Tom and Sandy show, it's 15% off your entire purchase all day today.
Oh, my gosh.
Very cool.
Wow.
So go into Rocket Fizz right there on Oak in downtown Ventura. Just say Tom and Sandy. Take 15% off whatever your bill is. But give it a try. You got the kids out there. You got grandpa coming over, whatever it is. Try some strange ones or try some of the ones that might take grandpa back, you know, like sarsaparilla and all those.
The key lime is my favorite.
The key lime is... I love the sarsaparilla. I mean, I like both of them. They're absolutely delicious. But try the Shirley Temple. Pick up a few of these things. You know, we really appreciate you coming on the show, Jack.
Anytime.
Thank you.
And I'm leaving you guys a box of gifts for anybody who comes into the studio today.
Beautiful.
The drinks are on me.
Oh,
there you go. We got it. Awesome. Well, that was a great segment. And I was so hungry. This is hitting the spot.
Oh, it's so good.
It
so
is. Good. Key lime float.
All right, well, we're going to go on a quick break, and when we come back, we have the second
hour. I think we're, we got about a 4 or 5 minute break here. We're going to go to the news.
And thanks a lot, guys.
You got it, Jack. Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back.
Dixie cups, all flavors and push-ups, too. While your eyes remain, baby, stop me when I'm passing by. See now all my flavors again.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.